This is KTO's Juno Afternoon. Our next guest is a CBJ engineer. And so we have Lisa Egan Lagerquist. Okay, I got it right the second time. Lisa's here to remind us about their call for public art and next week's deadline. Welcome, Lisa.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So CBJ has put out a call for artists, and they'd like to talk about some of the awesome opportunities for local artists.
Yeah, so we have a call for artists out for three downtown art panels that are going to be part of CBJ is installing in the spring a whole new wayfinding system downtown, including interpretive panels. And so as part of this whole system, there's going to be three separate locations that will have photographs or digital images of hopefully some local artists. So we have three different panels, so we're looking for three different artists, and they have three different themes. And tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the CBJ Engineering Building, that's the Marine View Building, there's a pre-proposal meeting that you can get more information
awesome.
About.
What is a wayfinding system?
So a wayfinding system is basically signs that tell you where to go to things you might want to go to, like the governor's mansion or the state museum or the city museum. And then we'll also, right now, there's those big maps down on the Seawalk that sort of have a map of Juneau. So those are going to get updated. And the interpretive signs are, signs that tell different things about different things in Juneau.
That's
all downtown.
Great.
It's all downtown.
All downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And so so walk me through this. So people are coming off the cruise ship mm-hmm. into Juneau. Mm-hmm. And then how will they have access to this?
So basically now there's those big maps and all those will go away and we're going to put our new maps in the exact same places. And then there is a wayfinding system now, but as you come into town, one of the elements are going to be like 14 foot tall. We're calling them sort of gateway pieces that will be at different entries into downtown. And those are three sided. And so one side will have an enlarged map. One side will have an interpretive panel, and then one side will have this piece of art that is basically 1 foot wide by 3 feet tall. And then there also will be other signs that are, we call them fingers, so they'll be on top of posts and sort of directing you to the different destination points.
And what are the destination points? Like historical, the museum, the governor's mansion?
Yes, yeah. All those.
The whale.
The whale is a new one, which because the whale was not there. Basically, they're not businesses, but they're everything else we think that I should not say that. They are not everything else we think tourists or regular people, everyone would be interested in because there's far too many things like that. But we try to pick the most relevant and common looked for sites and include those in the system.
That's great. That's
yeah.
Really, really great.
Yeah, so the three different themes we have are gold mining in Juneau, and that's going to be a panel at the corner of Marine Way and Ferry Way by the Marine View Building. Then we have Juneau, Alaska's capital, which is at Marine Way and Main Street, so that's on the corner of Sea Alaska. And then the third one is Auk Village District Resilience of the Indian Village, and that's on the corner of Egan and Whittier, right where the Jack is.
So the themes are gold mining?
Uh-huh.
And what was the second one?
Juneau, Alaska's capital.
Alaska's capital and resilience.
And then, yeah, the Auk Village District Resilience of the Indian Village.
That's really, really great.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of art are you looking for?
Well, it's sort of a very interesting project. We're open to just about anything, but the actual panel will be a digital image. So, you know, some people might be graphic artists and they're just going to make a digital art something and that's what they would submit. Other people may be carvers and they would say, I'm going to carve whatever and then I'm going to take a picture of it. But Juneau will own, the CBJ will own whatever is created, the physical piece and then also the photo of it. So it's really very wide open and we're really hoping that people will put some thought into it and be creative and think of something really cool.
Yeah. So new artists who've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, we're open to anything. We have $1,500 per artist to spend. So I know that there's some artists out there that are really professional and that probably wouldn't work for them. So this might be more upcoming artists.
That's great.
And there is, if there's a call for artists. It's an official document, and it says what you need to do. You need to have a resume. You need to have a portfolio. But we realize that some up-and-coming artists, you know, their resume may be really short.
Yeah.
And that's fine. And, like, the portfolio, it just can have 6 items. So, you know, or pictures of 6 items. And we understand that some people, you know, maybe you're a high school art student and you've done 6 different paintings. And
that's really great.
So we're really open to.
So we've got the 2 meetings. We've got Tuesday, December 10th.
Well, so that one passed.
Right. And Tuesday, January 14th.
Which is tomorrow. And that's just to find it. Any questions you have, you can call in, although you do need to get a call number from us if you want to do that. Or you just show up at 10 o'clock tomorrow at the Marine View building.
What's the call number?
I don't have the exact call number
that's
here,
okay.
But they can call me at 586-0893. And
wonderful.
So, I could give them.
Right. And so those are some of the things so let's say we have a high school student mm-hmm. that doesn't have those things. Is it something mm-hmm. they could say, hey, this is something I really want to do. Could somebody help me prepare mm-hmm. these documents for the proposal?
Right. So we could definitely give them a little help on saying what they need to be, give them a little guidance. They would, need to do it on their own. And I would think there'd be a lot of teachers or, who could also help. So we don't want anyone to be scared away by those requirements.
Right. What did the last meeting look like?
The last meeting, there was just one person there.
Okay.
And it was great. She had a lot of questions. And we just sort of had a chit chat, really, of, she wanted to know how the artist would be acknowledged. And so the art will be there. And then right at the bottom, it will say art by, and it will have a name and a short description of the piece, really short. So I think she got a lot out of it.
Yeah, that's really great. That's good information. So we really want to get the information out there and have as many artists come and participate mm-hmm. and show pride for Juno.
Right. That's exactly it. There is a payment for it, but also think about it. Your art is going to be on these signs that 1 million tourists are going to see.
At least 1 million.
Right.
Yeah.
And all the local people.
That's right. Thank you so much for coming and for helping spread the word. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you. Thank you.